ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Berdiel. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Rav Nutta Getzel, Rochel Leia Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Rabbi Isai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyam HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is getting closer. We are happy to announce to our dear listeners that many of the Magidei Shir will be coming in from all locations, including flying in from Eretz Yisrael. The Siyam will be a chance for you to greet them and express your Hakaras HaTov. To register for the Siyam HaShas and place a journal ad in their honor or in honor of the guest of honor, Rabbi Aaron Sorsher, or Mr. David Gerwitz accepting the Hachzokas HaTorah Award, please visit shasilluminated.org/siyam. That is shasilluminated.org/siyam. Or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427.
Nida Daf Lamed Hei. We'll start the Shia with the Gemara at the end of Lamed Daled Omed Beis. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Yosef, ki poshet Reb Shimon ben Lakish bezov, when he was darshaning, like Rashi explained, Zesh Lakish was discussing the halachas of the Zov, bo yihochi, he asked such a shaila, re'ir rishino shel Zov koton, mao shetetame b'maga. Does the first re'ir of the Zov koton, is metame b'maga, like the other re'irs that he's going to see afterwards, the second and the third? And explains the Gemara, the sofek is, because we learned earlier in Daf Lamed Beis that there's a difference between the Tumas Keri and the Tumas Ziva. A Koton who's Pochis Mi Bentes, he's younger than 9 years old, he doesn't have any Tumas Keri. There's Alocha Moshe Misinai earlier learned in Lamed Beis that he only becomes Tomei Bekeri only when he's 9 years old, Bentes Shonim V'Yoyim Echod. Whereas the Tumas Ziva is learned earlier from the Pasuk of Ish Ish, that even a cotton, ben yoim echod, is tomei beziva. Memela says in Gemara, over here, the re'ir yishoin of a ziva, the makor that it is tomei, is learned from shichva zera. It has the same dinim of keri, like we'll learn later on in our sugya now in Lamed Hei. Memela says in Gemara, it could be the same reason that we say that a cotton does not have the tumas keri until he's ben teshoni v'yoim echod. Memela, maybe so too, he will not have any tumor on the re'ir yishoino shel ziva, even though this is be'emes going to be a chelik and part of the tumah ziva later on when it joins together with the other re'irs. But the first re'ir still has a din of the tumas keri, and the halacha is that a koton who's younger than 9 years old does not have tumas keri, and therefore says the Gemara, maybe he does not have also tumah ziva by the re'ir yishoino. Now the Gemara earlier in Daf Lamed Beis, as we mentioned, it's Mefurish in the Gemara, the Halacha Moshe Misinai, teaching us this halacha, that even though he has Tumas Ziva, but Tumas Keri does not have until he's at least 9 years old, Ben Teisha Shonim Yoyim Echod. Earlier on, we quoted from the Rishonim, Rishonim is the Ravon, the Yireim in Shin Tzadik Aleph, that they say, they bring down the halacha is, that a cotton himself, even younger than 9 years old, also has Tumas Keri. And we said earlier from the Mogen Avrom in the Chos Pesach, he brings this down, in Simen Tof Nun Zayin, Siv Koton Zayin, and says the Mogen Avrom, that even though normally we can take on that the cotton hasn't yet seen Keri, but if we know that definitely he did see Keri, then he's Tomei, Tumas Keri, with his Shichva Zeri as Tomei, even younger than Ben Teisha Shonim V'Yoyim Echod. And everyone asked, over there on the Mogen Avrom, and on these Rishonim, the Chok Yankiv, over there in Siman Tov Nun Zayin, in Sivkot in Yud Beis, over there the Dogel Meirvova, the Nid Behuda, the side of the Shulchan Aruch, they all ask, how is this possible? This is a negative Mafurish Gemara, both earlier in Daf Lamed Beis, and also in our Gemara over here, at the end of Lamed Daled Amud Beis, is Mafurish, that even the Ria Yushino Shel Ziva, the Gemara has a Havamina to say, that it should not be Tomei, because he does not have any Tumas Keri, L'chiriz Mefurish in our Gemara, that he does not have any Tumas Keri until he's Ben Teisha Shonim V'yim Echod, L'chiriz is very shver on the Divri HaYushinim. And Mamela earlier we said it, from Achrinim, this is from the main Aftoyach, in a Sefer, in Amon Lamed Zayin, the Chaste David, in the Tesefta, in the beginning of Kelim, and so to the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Kufpei, in Ois Beis, he brings this down already from the Sefer Chuk Yosef, that they all answer the same Yesoid in Nizu Shoinim, and Be'emes this is very Yesoidistic in understanding the Loshon of our Gemara. They answer the shita of this Yishenim, the Ravon, and the Yireim, that they say that the cotton actually does become Tomei from Tumas Keri even when he's younger than 9 years old, explain the Achrinim that earlier on, the mute, which we have from the Alochel Meshim Sinai telling us that he does not have any Tumah, is not actually referring to the Tumah on the person, on the cotton himself. This is a mute on the Keri itself, on the Heftzah of the Keri, and the difference is if someone else will touch this Keri, or the Keri will go on to a Beged, the Keri of a cotton, Pochus Mi Bentes, is not Metami. But the cotton himself, the Gavra, the person, since he's still got a din of a Roye, he saw Keri, the Gemara learns in Daf Chof Beis Omed Aleph, that the din is that Keri, Yekundu Amanda Oma, is Metami Midin Roye, and therefore they hold, these are showing him the Ravon, the Yireim, brought down in the Mogen Avraham, they hold that the Alocha of the Gemara earlier is only a mute on the Heftz of the Keri itself, cannot be Metame, Bemaga, onto other things, whereas the person, the cotton himself, he is going to be Tommy, even though his carry actually is not Tommy. This is the din of these Rishonim. This is their shitter. Now, says the Birka Yosef in Erechaim in Simon Tov Nun Zayin, and so too, Bishlemi Kluge over here in the Sefer Meinida over here in Lamedalad Omid Beis, that according to these Rishonim and the way that Achrinim explained that they hold that there's a difference between the carry itself and the tumor on the person, Meinida is very meductic, the Loshon of our Gemara. Our Gemara, when Rish Lakish was asking the Shaila, the way Rish Lakish asked was, "Ri'io Rishino shel Zov Koton, Mao Shetetame Bemaga." Does the Ri'io have a Tumah Betumas Maga? Now, Lechaira, what? Why does the Gemara say that the Shaila, why do we only clear the Shaila about the Tumas Maga? Which seems to be a shaila, whether the keri itself is tomei, if someone touches it, if it touches a different beged. L'chaira, the same shaila should be on the person himself. Does the person have a tumah of a tumas erev, just like he has by a tumas ziva later on? Maybe he's gonna have already by the ziva, by the iyo yishino, he should also have a tumas erev. And b'emes, the loshon of Rashi by us is mashma that the shaila of the Gemara is referring to the cotton himself, like it's pointed out in the Sefer Chis and Yeshua's, and he says that it seems that Rashi Be'emes was not gurus in the Loshon of the Gemara Ma'ol Shetetame B'maga, and Rashi learns the Gemara's Shaila is Ma'ol Shetetame, is it Metame the person, does the cotton at all become Tommy, and the Shaila is regarding the cotton himself. But L'chaira, the Loshon of our Gemara is not this way, and the Gemara's Loshon is, our Gersa is Ma'ol Shetetame B'maga. Explain the Birka Yosef and Abshlema Kluger that this is very gishmak, according to the Rishonim, that they hold that the whole Shaila and the whole mute early on in the Gemara, that he does not have a Tumah of Shichva Zera, is only in referring to the Etzem Tumah on the Keri itself, but the Tomei of the person, he becomes Tomei with the Shichva Zera, and therefore the Gemara is going to Shaila about the cotton himself. Because he becomes Tommy with the Keri, and so too, he's gonna become Tommy with the Ri'iyah Rishino of the Ziva, and the whole Shaila of the Gemara by us is only in reference to the Keri itself, because this is what we have a mute from Keri, and therefore the Gemara wants to know, what about the Ri'iyah Rishino Shal Ziva? Is very meductic in the Loshon al Gemara, Ma'o Shetetami Bemaga, L'chiria, this could be the Makuri of the Rishonim and Be'emes, the Yireim over there in Shin Tzadik Aleph. He points out that the Gemara in Benois Kutim is mashma that the cotton himself is Tomei. And it could be he's referring actually to our Gemara that it is mashma that the whole Shaila is only Benegea, the Maga, the touching of the Atzen Keri itself, and not on the Tumah of the person. This is L'chiria Raya and a Makur to this Shitta of the Rishonim, according to the Gisa we have in our Gemara, Ma'o Shetetame B'Maga. Now moving further on into the next Shaila of the Gemara, Boy of Yosef, right at the end of the Omid, going on to Lamed Hei Omid Aleph, a new Shaila, Re'iyo Yishoino Shel Mitzoyo, Ma'o Shetetame B'Masa. Says the Gemara, normally, the Tumas Maso, like Rashi explains, we learn this out in the Gemara later on in Daf Nun Daled Omid Beis, that the Zov, the Ziva, is Tomei, is Metame also B'Masa. If someone sees Ziva, this Ziva, the Metzias, like the Gemara explains later on, Lamed Hei Omid Beis, it's a different Metzias than the Keri, and the Gemara says it comes from Bosar Hameis, and other differences mentioned in the Gemara, and the Gemara learns out that the Ziva itself is Metame B'Masa, if someone lifts it up, becomes Tomei. This is the Tumas Maso which we have in Ziva, on the Ziva itself. Explains Rashi Barichas over here that the din of the Posuk, which tells us this halacha, that the Zov, the Zoiv itself is Tomei, is learned from the Posuk of Zoivoi Tomei, who, and this is referring to the Zov Bal Shteiriyos. Once he's a Zov Bal Shteiriyos, he's seeing the second time, then his Zoiv is Tomei B'Tumas Maso. Whereas the Rio Rishon of a regular person who's becoming a Zov, his Ziva is not Matame B'maso. It has a locha just like the same Darga of Tumah, like a Tumas Keri. And the locha is that Tumas Keri is not Matame B'maso, it's only Matame B'mago. So too every Zov, even though his second Rio is actually Matame B'maso, but the first Rio is only Matame B'mago. This is the way Rashi over here explains. Later on he brings down the Ista Mefalshi that they hold already. The first Rio is Matame also B'maso. And this is because of the Kal V'Chomer, like Rashi explains. But the Maisa Rashi is Doicha and brings Rayas, the Ramban also by us is Marich, to explain that the Sugya of our Gemara is Mavua, that a normal person, when he sees the first Ru'iyah of Ziva, it is only Matame B'Maga, and the Shaila of our Gemara is that maybe by Matzura it's different, that he should have a Tumas Maso already on the first Ru'iyah. Now the Sofik of the Gemara is, because maybe, since a Metzora has Tumas Mayonois, his Mayon is Tomei, his Roik, his Meimir Aglaim is Tomei, Memela, maybe the Ziva also has a loch of a Mayon, says the Gemara, Mokrim Ziva Mayon hu Metame, and therefore it becomes Tomei B'Tumas Maso, because of the loch of Mayonois. So even though it is not included in the Pasuk of Zoivoi Tomei hu, that he has a new Gzeris HaKosu because of the Ziva itself, but there's a new halacha that he should become Tomei ben Maso because of the Tumas Mayonis which a Metzoria has. All says the Gemara, Idil Melav Mayonu, the Ziva is not considered a Mayon, it is different than a Roik and a Memir Aglaim, and therefore it is not going to become Tomei ben Maso, just like everyone else, the first Ru'iyah is not Tomei ben Maso. This is the suffix of our Gemara over here, on the Ru'iyah Rishonov, a Metzoria, if it has a din of a Mayon or not. Now Kipshutoi, the suffix of the Gemara, what is the suffix whether the Ziva itself has a loch of a Mayon? Tosfos over here in Devar Maschil Mokrim Ziva explains that the Pashtus of the Gemara, it would seem, this is also the Pashtus of the Lashon Rashi later on in Lamed Hei Omed Aleph. The Gemara has a suffix in the Metzias over here of the Ziva, can it be considered a Mayon similar to Roik? The Makur of Tumas Mayonois is learned later on in Dafnun Hei from the Din of Roik, which says in Pasuk, that Azov, if he spits on someone else, his spit is Tomei, and the Gemara says that everything, in order to be considered a Mayon, has to be similar to Roik, which is Misagel V'yoytze, it first gathers, and then it leaves, then it goes out, but it's not Metaftif, it does not go out straight away, a bit by bit, it's first Misagel V'yoytze. And the Mela says in Gemara, only something which is Misagel V'yoytze, like Roik, this has a Tumah of Mayonis. Mamela Pashtas, the Gemara Sofik over here is, how do we consider Ziva, the Metzias of Ziva, is this similar to Roik that he can be considered something which is Misagel V'yoytze and therefore should have a Tumah of Mayonoi? So do we say that it is not similar to Roik and therefore it is not considered a Mayon and the only Tumah he can have is only because of the Ziva itself, which only applies to the second year, and therefore the first year, even of a Metzoriah, is only going to be Tomei B'Maga. This is the suffix of our Gemara. Now Tosfos already brings down from the Gemara later on in Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, which seems to take on very poshut, that Ziva itself is not similar to Roik, it is not Misagel V'yoytze. And Tosfos explains that it could be the Gemara over there is only referring to one tzad in our Gemara, if we say that Ziva is not considered a Mayon, but Be'emes, this is a suffix in our Gemara, where the Ziva has a din of Mayonos like Roik, or do we say it is not similar to Roik? The second Malach in Tosfos, in the Inami, says Tosfos, it could be that the Metzias actually is not similar to Roik, it is not Misagel V'yoytze, like the Gemara says later on in Daf Nun Vav, but it could be, since the Metzora has a Riboy of Mayonois, Memela, we find the idea of a Mayon by Zov, that his Zoiv is Tomei, maybe so too by Metzora, even though it is not actually similar to Roik, but maybe it is included in the Nukzeh Zakosov of Lezocho, that Metzora has Mayonois, and Memela, even his Ziva will be included, even though it is not actually the same Metzias of the Roik. And this is the suffix of the Gemara by the Mayonois of the Metzora. But Al Kaponim, this is a suffix which we find by us about the Ziva of a Metzora, if Ziva is considered a Mayon or not. Now, Be'emes, we have to know, What about the Shechva Zera of a Metzoriah? And so too the Shechva Zera of a Zov, who also has Tumas Mayonis. The Gemara over here is only discussing, and as a Sofik, about the Ziva, if Ziva is considered a Mayon. What about the Shechva Zera, the Keri of a Zav, and the Keri of a Metzoriah Shara Keri? What about this Keri? Does it become Tomei, Bemasa, or do we say that it doesn't have a halacha of a Mayon, and therefore only has a Tumas Mago? Now, as we said, the Gemara later on, Ilamed Heil Med Beis, discusses that Emes has a very Metzias, there's a difference between Ziva and Shechva Zera and Keri, and therefore it could be the Sofik of our Gemara, maybe it's only in Ziva. We don't find any reference in our Gemara to the Sofik, what is going to be the halacha of a Keri of a Metzoriah. Now, Emes, this is Mefurish in the Gemara in Baba Kama, in Daf Chof Heil Med Aleph, and over there there's a Machlokes in the Braisa between Ebeleza and Ebeshua, if a Shechva Zera of a Zov, who has Tumas Mayonois, isn't Metamei Bemaso, do we say that the Shechva Zera of a Zav is similar to every other person that's only Metamei Bemago, or do we say the Shechva Zera of a Zov is Metamei Bemaso? But the Gemara over there explains that the reason why Ebeshua holds that the Shechva Zera of a Zov is Metamei Bemaso is not because we can consider the Shechva Zera like a Mayon, and a Zov has Mayonois, and therefore Shechva Zera and the Keri is also included in the din of Tumas Mayonois. The Gemara over there says the reason is because Ebeshua holds Yefshel Letzichtzuchei Beli Tzichtzuchei Ziva. It is not possible that mixed into the Shechva Zera there must be particles of the Tzichtzuchei Ziva, and therefore this is the reason why it's Metamei Bemaso. Another svara the Gemara over there says, maybe you can learn from a kalv chayma, from the roik of a zov, which roik normally is a dover tohor by every regular person, and by a zov it is tomei. Kol shekein, the shechva zera, which by every person is tomei b'maga, kol shekein it should be tomei b'maso by a zov. And the Gemara over there says that this kalv chayma depends on the machlekes between a betafen and a rabbonon over there. If you say dayoy in the case where it's mifrach kalv chayma, in the case where we cannot make a kalv chayma without this dayoy, can we learn a kalv chayma from roik that it should be tomei also b'maso? This is over there the shaila in the Gemara in Baba Kama Chofei Amed Aleph in the svara of Rabbi Yeshua. Memele, it comes out that the Gemara over there is Mavua. There's no tzad to say that the Shechva Zera of a Zov should be Tomei because of the Aloha of a Mayon. The only reason why the Gemara says that according to Yeshua it is Metamei Bemaso is either because of the Tzichtzuchei Ziva, the particles of Ziva which are included in the Shechva Zera, or because of a Kalvachima from Roik. The Gemara doesn't have a tzad to say that should be Tomei because of a Mayon. So it seems very clear in the Gemara over there that the whole Shiloh of our Gemara is only by Ziva, but it is not by Shechva Zera, and Shechva Zera definitely does not have a halacha of Mayonois, and it is not similar to the Roik and the Meimir Aglaim, which are Tomei by the Metzoriah and by the Metzoriahs. Tosfos over there in Baba Kama points out that our Shiloh of the Gemara also is only going that we don't have the Kavuchima from Roik, because if we use this Kavuchima, then this would be enough to make a Kavuchima also, telling us that the Re'iyah Rishoina of the Metzoriah should also be Tomei, just like the Shechva Zera of the Zov should be Tomei, but Maso, and therefore says Tosfos, our Gemara is not working with the Kavuchima, because we say Dayoi, and therefore the Gemara has a Shiloh only because of the Halacha of a Mayon. But Al Koponim, this is the Chaya, seems from the Gemara in Baba Kama, that the din of our Gemara is only referring to Ziva, this is a Sofik, but Keri, the Gemara doesn't have any Sofik, and it does not have a Halacha of a Mayon. Now this din, Lemaisa, is a Rashi later on in Daf Nun Vav Amid Aleph, and Rashi over there says that Shechva Zera is very similar to Roik, that it is also Misagil V'yoytze, and just like Roik is Misagil V'yoytze and is Tomei, it would seem from the Loshon of Rashi that Shechva Zera has the same Metzias, and therefore can also be considered a Mayon since it's Misagil V'yoytze. And L'chir, this is Neged, the Gemara in Baba Kama, like we said, the Gemara's Mavur, that Shechva Zera does not have a Halacha of a Mayon. Says the Marshal over there in Rashi Nun Vav Amid Aleph, that Be'emes, besides the Tanai, which we find in the Gemara that has to be similar to Roik with the fact that it's Misagel V'yoytze, it first gathers together and then it leaves, there's another Tanai mentioned in the Gemara later on that has to be similar to Roik, that it is Choyzer V'nivla, it can be Choyzer, it can go back again and become Nivla, get absorbed into the Guf. Where Shichva Zera says the Marsha, we have to say that even though Rashi says the Metzias is that it's Misagel V'yotze, but it does not have the Metzias as Chuzah V'nivla, and therefore this is the reason why Shichva Zera cannot be considered a Mayon, and only by Ziva do we find over here in our Gemara that we have a Sofek, maybe Mokim Ziva has a Halacha of a Mayonois, but Keri is not included in Mayonois, Lekula Alma, and it is not included in the Sofek of the Gemara, like the Gemara's Mavur in Baba Kamel Chofei Amadal. Now, it's worth just pointing out that there is a Loshin Rashi in Chulin, in Peiches Omed Aleph, over there is Mashma Lehedi in Rashi, that the Tumah of Mayonois includes the Keri also, is also considered Bichlal Mayonois Lechiria. This is Shver from what we discussed now from the Gemara Baba Kama, like the Mashal points out later on in Rashi in Nuvav Omed Aleph. Now, Rashi over there in Peiches Omed Aleph in Chulin is anyway a Shver Loshin Rashi. Rashi over there is Mashma, that every person has Mayonois, and we know this din is only by a Yizov and a Zov, but a normal person doesn't have any tumas mayonois. L'chiria, the Loshin Rashi over there is shver al koponim, or Rashi takes on that keri is also considered a mayon. L'chiria, this is negative gemara baba kama, and our suffix of the gemara is only regarding ziva. But it seems in the gemara and the mashal points this out that the din of keri is different because it is einu chuzah v'nivla. This is the reason why it cannot be considered a mayon, and the only suffix of the gemara is by ziva. Now moving further on into the Gemara in Lamed Hei Omed Aleph, the Maskona of this Shaila of the Gemara, what is the Halacha of Ri'iyah or Rishayna of the Metzira? Does it have Tumas Maso? Says the Gemara on Ma'abaya that according to Rav Yosef himself, L'chira, there's no Sofik, because since Rav Yosef learns that the Mekor of a Tumas Ziva by a Cotton is from the Pasuk of Lezocha, therefore he has already from the Zos Teriyas Hazov, being Godil, being Cotton. Says the Gemara, if so, ayatele lezocha lerabbis mitzira lemayenoisov, and the word nekeva lerabbis mitziras lemayenoisera. Memela, since the makor of tumas mayonois of a mitzira is learned from this pasuk of lezocha lenekeva, therefore there's a hekesh in this pasuk to azov gomo, and just like azov gomo is metame b'maso, so too the mayonois of a mitzira is also going to be tame b'maso, even if it doesn't have a din of a mayon. Even though it doesn't have a halacha, the mokum ziva lav mayonu, but even so, there's still going to be a tumas maso because of the hekesh, which, like Rashi explains, is nichlal, is going to be included according to this drasha of the pasuk, is going to be included in this hekesh, telling us that this ziva is automatically going to be tomei because the zav gomu also has this halacha of tumas maso, which is going to apply to the material also. Memela, the maskolas hagemoya comes out that be'emes, there's no real clear-cut pshitas in our Gemara, what is the halacha, whether there is, can we consider the ziva a mayon or not? But says the Gemara that this is not a gea la halacha anyway, because the din is going to be clear, that the din is that Mri'iyah Yishayna of a Metzuyah is Tomei, because of this hekesh which Rav Yosef has, Hukash Lazov Gomor, that's going to be Tomei B'maso. Memele, even if we're going to say that it doesn't have a din of a mayon, it's still going to have Tomas Maso because of this hekesh. Now Tosfos over here in Devar Maschil Afriyah Yishayino Shem Mitzuyah says Tosfos that it comes out from our Gemara LeMaskona the reason why the Riyah Yishayino of a Mitzuyah is Tomei because of this hekesh to the Zov. Whereas earlier in the Gemara in Daf Lamed Daled over there Beis Hillel say that there's a Makor to tell us that the Damtayra of a Mitzuyah says Tomei, says the Gemara, because this is learned from the hekesh to the Zov. L'chiria says Tosfos, we do not have any Yitu anymore allowing us to make these two droshes. The drosha of Abaya by us in the sugya regarding the Ri'iyah Yishayna of the Mitzuyah and the drosha earlier of Besil for the Damtayah of Mitzuyahs. Memela says Tosfos, we have to know the maskana, how could we learn two droshas out of the same pasuk? And the same kasha is brought down over here in the Chidushi Aran, and he obliged by a kasha, how the maskana do we have the koyach to learn two halachas from the same ribui and the same hekesh of a Mitzuyah to the Zov? Ask Sebe Kveig over here in Gilin Lashas. Like Glechir, we just explained now, there's no Raya in the Maskonas HaGemorah. What is the halacha of an Amokim Ziva? Does Ziva have a din of a Mayon or does not have a din of a Mayon? Abaya just says that there's no nafkemina whether we consider a Ziva a Mayon or not. The din of Tumas Maso is going to be anyway because of this Hekesh which we have over here to the Zov Gomu from a material from this Pasuk. Memela says Ibkiveiga, it could be that the Gemara earlier, which says that Beis Hillel learned from the Hekesh a different tumor on the Damtayra of a Mitzrayas, The reason why Bishil say that there's a yitur and we have ability to still learn from this hekesh atuma to the dam taira is because Bishil hold that we do not need the hekesh to teach us the halacha that the riyah and shayna of the metzira is tomei, because they hold that the reason why it's tomei b'maso is because of mokim ziva, mokim mayon. Memela Bishil hold that it's a mokim mayon. They have the ability and they have the choice of the yitur to teach us from the hekesh a different tumor for the dam taira shel metzira. So Memela asks it b'kveiga, it doesn't understand from Tosfos Kasha and Duran that they ask over here that it is mashma le maskona that the only reason why the tumor of Riyo Yishoino shel Mitzuya is Tommy Bemaso is only because of the Hekish. L'chaya, this is not what Abai means to say that we push it, the Alocha, the Mokim Ziva, Lav Mokim Mayon. There's no pshitas, we don't know what the Alocha is, and it could be Bemis that Basil earlier holds that Mokim Ziva is Mokim Mayon, and Mamela Basil have extra pasuk over here, the Hekish teaching us a different tumor of the Dam Tayyel Shomutuyas. Mamela says, Bekvegis Kasha, and he says, Ba'an Ivalu Edo, he doesn't understand where does Tosfos and Iran take it from our Gemara, the Maskona, that they seem to understand that Abaya is actually saying that the halacha we take on that the mokim ziva is lav mokim mayon, and the only reason why the riyah yishena shel metzira can be tomei b'maso is only because of the hekesh, and the mela they ask that we do not have extra pasuk for the dam tayir shel metzira. Now Bemis Rashba by us also is very mefurish that he understands this is the pshat in the gemara lemaskona, like we said from Tosfos and Iran, that Abaya is actually saying that la halacha we take on that mokim ziva lav mokim mayon, and the only reason why the tumah is a tomei b'maso by the riyah yishena is only because of this hekesh. This is how the Rashba understands the Gemara, but Rebbe Kveiga points out that l'chiyu the loshen Rashi al kaponim is mevuah that Abaya still has a sofek. We do not have any pshitas on this shaila of a mokim ziva. Is it considered a mayon or not? Now, Be'emes, this shaila is not just over here understanding the pshat in our Gemara, but it has an afgemina la'alocha. And this can be an afgemina if we have a pshitas. What do we know lemaskana on the din of a mokim ziva? Is he considered a mayon? And this is negea to the boil nida. The boil nida, which we learned earlier in the Aflamed Gimel, the Tosfos Rosh over there brings down from the story in Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, that it seems that the boil nida has a tumor of mayonus, just like the nida herself. So too, the boil nida also has a tumas mayonus. Now, what is going to be the halacha of a boil nida who has tumas mayonus? And he also had the ri'iyo yishoino of the ziva. Does this ri'iyo yishoino of a zav over here, which he is a boil nida and tumas mayonus, is it going to be tomei b'maso? Or is he going to be like every other person that it only has a tumas mago, even though it is ri'iyo yishoino of ziva, it has a halacha of a tumas keri? Now, says the Tosfos Rosh by us, that this shaila, whether the tumor, the real yishoina of the boil nida is going to have a tumas maso, is be'emes included over here in the shaila of Al Gemara of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is talking about a mitzvah, but the same din will apply to a boil nida. He also has tumas mayonis, like we said earlier, and therefore the same shaila of the Gemara applies to the boil nida. Now over here, we do not have Abaya's taina anymore in the case of the hekesh. Abaya only said that we have a raya to say that by a mitzvah is tomei because a mitzvah has a hekesh to the zav, whereas the boil nida is not included in the pasuk of the hekesh. And therefore, the only way the boil nida should become tomei with the riyah yishoino that it should have a tumas maso is only with the shaila of the gemara if it has a locha of mayonos. Memela, we have to know the maskona. Rebbe Kveiga takes on that the maskona, we do not have any pshitas, we do not know whether the mokim ziva is considered a mayon, and therefore a boil nida, maybe his ziva, is tomei b'maso because it has a locha of a mayon. Whereas in the Yishonim, in Tosfos, the Ran, and Sbefurish in the Rashba, they take on the maskona, the mokim ziva is lav mokim mayon, is not considered a mayon, and the only reason why by the material is tomei is only because of the hekesh. Memela will come out that the boil nida, even though he has tumas mayonos, but since he doesn't have a hekesh, his tumas ri'ir yishoino is not going to be tomei b'maso, because the maskona they take on that mokim ziva lav mokim mayon. Memela, this is an afgemina la alocha in understanding the pshat in our Gemara by the din of the boil nida. And the Chazanish, in Simen Kuvchof, Yerideya, in Simen Kotin Yutes, he points out other nafkeminis, as Zov himself, after Shivas Nikiim, there could be other cases of a person who has mayonois and is not included in this hekesh of the posuk a metzuyah to Zav Gomor if he has a halacha that his ziva is tomei b'maso because of this din of a mokim ziva mayon, and this depends on understanding the maskona of our Gomorrah. What is the halacha lemaisa in the din of the mokim ziva? Is it a mokim mayon, which is unclear, like a b'kvega v'yir points out in the Gilin Lashas. Now, just one final point of here on this sugya. It's the Rambam's shitter. The Rambam says in Mishkav Moishav in Perik Aleph Halach Yud Gimel, he paskins the halacha like Abaya's maskona, that the din is that the real yishoin of the material is Tomei b'maso. Because this is maskona, we have a hekesh over here, even if it's not considered a mayon, there's a tumas maso over here on this real yishoin of the material. Now earlier on in Daf Lamed Daled, we discussed Barichas, the shitter of the Rambam, that the Achrinim, the Chidush Anshei Sheim in the Mishnah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, they point out that it seems like the Rambam paskins la halacha in Yad HaChazaka, that a Metzuyah does not actually have a tool, Tumas Mayonus, which is neged our whole daf over here, earlier in Daf Lamed Daled, so to our whole sugi over here, in Daf Lamed Heiz, Mefurish in the Gemara. The Gemara understands that Metzuyah has Mayonus, and the whole discussion in our Gemara is only if Mokim Ziva is considered a Mayon, but it's posher to the Gemara that he has Tumas Mayono is just like a Zov, which has a posuk, and the material has extra posuk of Lenzochol and Lenekeva. Al Kapon, we discussed earlier why the Rambam paskin this way, that material does not have Mayonois. This seems to be the shitter of the Rambam. And Alpha Pikain, even so, when it comes to this Shaila of our Gemara of Tumas Maso, because of the Joshua of Abaya Maskona, this the Rambam uses even in his own shitter also. Even though the Rambam holds that material does not have Mayonois, he still paskins that the first re'iyah of the material is Tomei b'maso, and the reason is because of this hekesh which we have to the Zav Gomu that he has a Tumas Maso. Memele comes out, says the Zeiche Yitzchak in Siman Mem Gimel at the end of the Siman, that it comes out that the Rambam, Be'emus, learns from this Joshua of Abaye l'maskona, that the reason why the material is Tumas Maso is nothing got to do with the Din Mayonis. It's not because it's included in the Pasuk of the hekesh. This is because of the halacha of the ziva. The ziva itself of a material, the first year alone, because of the halacha of ziva, is going to be metamei b'maso, because the material actually does not have at all any chidush of mayonois, according to the shita of the Rambam. And Afa Pikain, even so, he has a halacha that his first year is mitamei b'maso, midin ziva. This has a ribui. This is how the Rambam understands over here the hekesh of our Gemara, of our Bayil Maskona, a moridig a chidush of the Rambam, that even though the material does not have mayonois, but Al Koponim, his first year is going to be Tomei from a Gzeis HaKosov that has Tumas Maso, Midin Ziva, even though he doesn't have Tumas Mayonis. And this is discussed by Arichas also in Chidushe Reblei Malin, in Chelek Beis, in Simen Samach Zayin. Reblei also is Mayrich with the shit over here of the Rambam, that the reason why the first year of the material is Tomei b'maso is actually because of the parasha of Ziva. This is the Hekesh, this is the limud over here of Abaya, not because of the parasha of Mayonis. Now moving further on into the sugya, into the next shaila of the Gemara, the chidush of Rav Huna in the Re'iyo Yishoina of Zov, benegea the Hilchus Oynes. Omar Rav Huna says in Gemara, Re'iyo Yishoina shel Zov metama ba'oynes. Even though, as we know, that one of the miutim of the Tumas Zov, of the Zohar, he has to be metame, that shouldn't be ba'oynes, there's shivot zerochim boitkin oisoi, Boitkinas has of, like the Gemara is going to explain soon, to make sure that the Ria wasn't a Ria Ba'oinus, and therefore a Ria of Ba'oinus is actually not Tomei B'ziva. But says Rav Huna, this is only in regarding the second Ria, but not in the first Ria, because the first Ria, the Pasuk says, Zuis Teras Hazov, Ashetetze Mimenu Shichva Zera, says Rav Huna, Ma Shichva Zera Metamei Ba'oinus, after Ria Yushenu Shalzov, Metamei Ba'oinus, and the Gemara continues on to bring Rias and Kashas, and steer us to this din of Rav Huna, proving this halacha until the Gemara, middle of the Amud Beis, if the din of the Re'iyo Yishoina of a Ziva, even though it has Tumas Ziva, but it has this extra chidush, says Rav Huna, that it could be considered a Tumas Ziva, even though it came out Ba'oinus, because it is Hukash L'Shichva Zera. Now, Be'emes, the din of Rav Huna over here, if we summarize and analyze over here the din of our sugya, it comes out that the din of Rav Huna is negea to three different halachas. The first halacha is, if not for the chiddush of Rav Huna, one would say that the first re'iyah of a ziva, it is not a keri, it is ziva, and the first re'iyah, even though it is hukash, l'shichva zera, the halacha should be that the ziva itself is not tomei if it comes out ba'oinus. And therefore, the person is not going to be tomei, the cheftz of the ziva is not going to be metamei b'maga, this should have been the halacha, and comes Rav Huna and says a chiddush that it is hukash l'shich vazera. The first chiddush of Rav Huna is that the ziva itself on the first year is tomei, that the ziva is tomei and he becomes tomei even though it came out boinus. The second halacha, which is a chiddush in Rav Huna, is mavua that the second time he's going to see a second year of ziva. The halacha is in Riyah Shnia, which has to be that it shouldn't be Ba'unas. The halacha is going to be that this Riyah Rishoina, even though it has a Metame Ba'unas, it came out Ba'unas, but since it's Metame Ba'unas, it can be joined together with the second Riyah, and later on when he has a second Riyah, now he's considered a Zov, but Al Shtei Riyahs, that he becomes now a Tumah Chamura, and he has to have Zainikim like a din of a Zov Gedoyla. The third halacha is going to be at Benigea, the Tziruf, that we can join up this first year of the Tumas Oynas, and it can be joined together with the second and the third year in the case where he sees the third time, and then he's going to be Chayev a Korban, because if the first year, which L'Chaya is a Tumas Oynas and according to Rav Huna, is considered a valid Tumah and a valid year, even though it was Oynas. Mamela, it's always Negea, L'Chaya, Benigea, all three Alochas, the din of the first year that is Tomei, it can join to the second one to become Tomei a Tumah of Zainikim, and also it could join together the third one, L'Chaya, L'Gab the Chiyuv Korban. But L'Maisa in the Sugi is Mavur, that the din of Rav Huna is only Benigea, the first Tumah, the Tumah Badriyo Yishoino that is Tomei, and so too it can join together to the second Tumah, and the second year now he becomes Tomei with Zainikim. Whereas to the third year, even though Rav Huna says that it's Matama Boinus, but when he has another 2 years after this one which had Boinus, says the Gemara that the Korban, Rav Huna also agrees that he cannot be Chayev a Korban, he is not considered a Zov, Bal Sholosh Re'iyos. And the reason is because the first Re'iyah was Boinus, and therefore this is not enough to go be Mechayev him a Korban in the case where he had another 2 years afterwards. Mamela, it comes out of the Gemara's Mavua, that even though Rav Huna says a Chidush, that the first Re'iyah is enough to be considered a Re'iyah as Ziva, it is a valid Re'iyah, but this is only when we're discussing the Tumah of the first Re'iyah, that is Tomei B'Maga. The second year that can join together to the second one, but it cannot join together to the third one to be Mechayev a Korban. Now this is Be'emes, very hard to understand. The Achrinim over here, the Tesis Yom Tov in Zovim, in Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis, over here, the Rishash is Mayrich. We have to understand, what is the difference? If Rav Huna considers the first year of a Zov, that it is Ba'oinus, he also holds that it's called a valid year. Why should we say that when it comes to the Chiyuv of Korban, which we need to have a Sholish Re'iyos, why over there does Rav Huna say it cannot join together with the other two and be Mechayevim a Korban? And we see that Rav Huna holds that it can join together with the second one to be considered a Baal Shtei Re'iyos. Why can we not consider the first Re'iyah Ba'oinus to join together with the other two that it can be considered a Baal Sholish Re'iyos? Explains the Tosis Yom Tov that the difference is because the whole Makor of Rav Huna is from the Hekesh to Shich Vazera. Now, as we know, the Keri itself, the Baal Shich Vazera, the Baal Keri, is not Chayv any Korban, there's no Parsha of Korban by him, he's only a Tumas Mago. Memela, there's no way we can learn out the Tumah of Oynus from a Ziva, Riyah Rishoino, that he could be considered a valid Riyah, Benegea, the Chiyuv of Korban, since the whole Makor is only from Tumas Keri, and Tumas Keri doesn't have a Parsha of Korban. Memela, Rav Huna says that it is only valid for the Tumah, but it is not a valid Riyah when we're considering a Din and a Chiyuv of Korban, and for this we need to have three Riyahs, and all three of them have to be not Be'oinus, Hakapon, not the third one Machlikas, Eblezan, Abonon, but the first Riyah has to be a make sure that it's a Riyah which wasn't Be'oinus in order to be Chayiv a Korban. But asks the Rishash, that L'Chaya, the reasoning of the Tesis Yom Tov is still very shveh, because even though the Keri is not Chayiv a Korban, but Be'emes, even in the Tumah of a Keri, there's a difference between the Tumah of a Keri and the Tumah of a Zov, Baal Shtei Riyos. The Tumas Keri is only a Tumas Erev, whereas the Tumah of Baal Shtei Riyos, of a Zov, he is already a Tumah Chamura, he needs to have Zayin Nikiyim, and this is also something which the Keri does not have. Memela, if we're using this svara of the Tesis Yom Tov to say that the Makur of Tumas Oynes Baziva is only from a Shechva Zera, and therefore has to be similar to the Shechva Zera, which doesn't have a Korban, then so too, how can he join together to the second year to say that he becomes Tomei with the Tumah Chamura of a Zov that he needs Zainikim? L'chayr, since Balkeri does not have this Dauga of Tumah, how can he join together if the whole Makur of a Tumas Oynes is only from the Shechva Zera? L'chayr, says Rishash, according to the reasoning of the Tesis Yom Tov, it should be a steer to the Gemara that it can be joined together to the Baal Zov of the Baal Shteri Yer. It's just like it cannot be used for the Zov of Baal Sholish Yer. So Mamela says Rishash, he suggests a different Mahalach, so too in Echidushi Marich, over there in Zov in Peg Beis Mishnah Beis. They explain that Be'emes, the Makur of the Pasuk over here, that there's a Hekesh to the Zov, is referring to the Pasuk over here, V'ashetetze Mimenu Shechva Zera, and the Zov over here is the Zov of Baal Shteri Yer. Zoyz Teras HaZov, like Rashi says earlier, we're discussing a Zov of Shteri Yeris. Mamela, only the Zov Baal Shteri Yeris, he has a Hekesh over here in this Pasuk, telling us that he is Hukash L'Shechva Zera, and his Re'iyah Ba'oinus is also considered a Re'iyah and a valid Re'iyah to join together to become a Baal Zov of Shteri Yeris. Whereas the Gemara later on tells us the Din of Korban, which is learned from a new Pasuk, Zov Ezoivoy V'Lazoch L'Ankeva, and that Pasuk is where we know the Alocha of Zov Baal Sholish Re'iyahs. And over there, we do not have any hekesh to the din of Shechva Zera. Memela, when it comes out, or when we're discussing the din of a chiyuv korban of a zov baal sholish re'iyos, there we have to make sure that the first re'iyah also is not going to be a re'iyah ba'oinus, because he's not included in the hekesh, which we only find by the zov of the two re'iyos. This is how the Rishash explains the dinim of Rav Huna. Memela comes out that Rav Huna over here is mechadish that the first year, even Ba'oinus is Tomei, is also Benegea, that he can join together with the second year and be considered a Zov Baal Shterios, but cannot be considered a Zov Baal Sholish Re'iyos to be Chayav a Korban, either according to Tesis Yom Tov Svara, because a Keri doesn't have a Korban, or like the Rishash says, because the Pasuk is only discussing a Zov Baal Shtei Re'iyos, and a Zov Baal Sholish Re'iyos is a different Pasuk, and over there we do not have a Hekesh to the Shechva Zera, and therefore we need the first Re'iyah also should not be Ba'oinus in order to be Chayav a Korban. Now in the Ikkes Shitta of Rav Huna over here, that Rav Huna says that the first year of a Zov is Metame Ba'oinus because it has a Hekesh to Shechva Zera. Lemaise, in the Sugya of our Gemara, the Achrenim discuss a very Yusidus Tigger Chakira in understanding the works of the Ziva, how he becomes a Tomei, a Baal Shteri Yois, and a Baal Sholish Yois to be Chayiv a Korban. The Chakira is mentioned in a few Achrenim in Chidud Halochis, by else in the Sugya, and later on in Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph. The Chazanish discusses this in Simen Kuf Chof Aleph, Sivkot in Yud Zayin, and other Achrinim also have this Shaila in understanding the Zov Baal Shteri Yeris and Baal Sholish Yeris. The Aloche is, as we said, that the Zov, when he sees the first time, he is Tomei only Tomas Erev, like the Shechva Zera, Tony Metami Ben Mago. Later on, when he has another year, then he already becomes a Tumas Zov Chomur that he has to go and wait Zayinikim. He has all the dinim of a Zov. And then when he sees a third time, then he has a Chiyuv Korban, which is the din of a Zov Baal Sholish Re'iyos. Now, Be'emes, we can declare a Shaila, what is the Pshat in a Zov Baal Shteri Re'iyos and Baal Sholish Re'iyos? Do we say that all the three Re'iyos together are the Gurmim of the thing which is Mechayivim a Korban? The reason why he has to bring a Korban is not because of the third Re'iyah only. It is all the three Re'iyos together, they all Gurmim for the Chiyuv Korban. So too, the two Re'iyos that he becomes a Zov Gomor is also both Re'iyos together or Gurmim or causes that he should become Tomei with this Tumah Chamura of a Zov? Or do we say that Be'emes, the reason why he becomes a Zov Gomor is only with the second Re'iyah, and the second Re'iyah itself is the Gurim and not together with the first Re'iyah? So too, the Chiyuv Korban is only on the third Re'iyah. The reason why we need to have the other ones first is because otherwise it won't be able to be considered a second year. We need to have a first year in order that the second year should be considered a year shnia. But the year shnia itself, the second year alone, this is the one which is Be'emes bringing him to be considered a Zav Gomor, and the year Shlishis is the one which is Mimechayvim a Korban, and the other 2 years are only because we need that the third year should actually be considered the third one, but they're not actually a chelek of the Goyimim of the Tumah. And we'll see that it's Be'emes, a big enough Gemina, if we're going to consider these years, all of them, that they're going to be the chelek of the Goyimim to be Mechayv a Korban, and a chelek of the Goyimim of the Tumah. We'll be makta with the Gemara later on in the Aflamet Zayin Omed Aleph. Over there, over there, is Mesapik. He has a Sofik over there in the Gemara by Aisha, who's counting her Zayin Nekim. She was a Zav Gedoilo, and then she is middle of counting her Zayin Nekim. In middle of the Zayin Nekim, she had Dam Koishi. Because of the Leda, she was giving birth, and Leda Dam came out, which is Bekoishi, and she saw Dam Koishi Machmas Leda. Says Rava, we have to know if this Dam Koishi is Soisa, her Zaynikim. Is this a steer to the Zaynikim? And the Suffolk is, do we say that every single Dam which is Tome is Soisa, and this Dam normally, by normal Isha, is going to be considered Dam which is Soisa, her Zaynikim? Or do we say that only Dam which is a Goyim to Ziva, which normally causes Ziva, by normal Isha, the year is going to cause her to become a Zova, such a kind of Dam is Soisa? Whereas Ri'ia, She'inu Goyim, is not Soisa. Do we need to have Dam which is Tomei? Or do we need to have more that Dam which is a Goyim, Leziva, only a Dam which is Goyim is also considered a Soisa? This is the Sofik of Rava, and Mamili has a Sofik where the Dam Koishi, since it's not Goyim Ziva, therefore, maybe it's not enough to be Soisa, the Zaynikim. Says Abai over there, in the Gemara, and he tells Rava, that L'chayu has a Raya, from every single time when we have a Zov and he sees the fourth time in middle of his Zayin Nekiim, even if he sees Ba'oinus, says the Gemara by us in the Sugya, that everyone agrees when it comes to the fourth year, even the fourth year doesn't have to have a Bedika and his Tomei, even Ba'oinus also, and this is Negea, like Rashi explains by us, that if he's in the middle of the Zayin Nekiim, then this year is a Soisa, even though it's year Ba'oinus. Now says Abaya, that we see in our Gemara that the din of the Re'ia is that it's a Soisa, even though if we consider whether this Re'ia is a Goyim, can he be considered and become a Zav through a Re'ia Ba'oinus? Says Abaya, we know that Loch is that he's not Metame Ba'oinus, and Memela, this Re'ia is not actually a Goyim Tomer, and even though it is not a Goyim, it still seems in our Gemara that the Koyach of this Dam, of this Ziva is that it could be Metame, it could be Soisa, the Zayin Nekiim. Memela, we see from the din of Re'ia Ba'oinus that we do not need a Goyim in order that it should be Soisa, the Zayin Nekiim. Asks the Tosfos Rosh later on in Daf Lamed Zayin Omid Aleph, L'chayu Abayis Taina, that Abaya says that Re'ia Ba'oinus is not a Goyim to Ziva, is L'chayu Neged Al Gemara, because over here we see Rav Huna says that even though the second Re'ia cannot be Ba'oinus, but the first Re'ia, which is also part of the 3 years which made him into Azov, was, says Rav Huna, the first Re'ia can be even Ba'oinus also. Memela says it is a Rosh, according to Rav Huna, it comes out that even a Re'ia of Ziva is also considered a Goyim to Ziva, because it's Mitzurif, it can join up together with the second Re'ia, and through that he becomes a Zav. Memela, how can Abaya say later on that Re'ia Ba'oinus is not considered a Re'ia which is Goyim Ziva? Says the Tosfos Rosh, we have to say that in the Chanami, Abaya later on, he argues on our Rav Huna by us in the Sugya. There's a Machlokes, Rav Huna over here is Mechadish, that the first Re'ia is Metame Ba'oinus, where Abaya later on argues on Rav Huna, and Abaya holds that the first Re'ia is not Metame Ba'oinus. This is how the Tosfos Rosh explains the Gemara later on in Daf Lamed Zayin. And Be'emes, this will be a pshat that the Rambam actually misses out the din of Rav Huna. He does not bring down this halacha that Achonim discuss. Rav Meir Simchin Oisomeach in Mechusa Kaporim Peik Beis Halacha Hey discusses reasons why the Rambam missed out this halacha. He says in the Yishalmi in Megillah in Peik Aleph Halacha Ches is Mashman not like Rav Huna. Now according to the Tosfos Rosh, Abaya later on also is not like Rav Huna. Abaya holds that the Re'ia of Oinus is not considered a Goyim, because Abaya holds that the Re'ia Yishoino also cannot be considered a Re'ia if it's a Re'ia Ba'oinus. But says the Chidud Alochis, the Siddetarian Sefer Chidud Alochis, and the Chazanish also, when we quoted this in the Kuf Chof Aleph, it's Kotten Yud Zayin, they say that Be'emes, there's a place to argue on the reasoning of the Tosfos Rosh. The Tosfos Rosh says that according to Rav Huna, who holds that the first Re'ia is also enough of a Re'ia Ba'oinus, Mamela, according to Rav Huna, it comes out that Re'ia Ba'oinus is considered a Goyim Ziva. Says the Chidud Alochis, L'chayir, one can say that the reason why the person becomes a Zav is only because of the secondary ear. And the secondary ear, even Rav Huna agrees that it cannot be Be'oinus, like it's Mavur Ba'al Sinai Gemara. So even though Rav Huna holds that the first 3 ear is enough that it can be Be'oinus, does not mean that the Oinus, a Re'ir Be'oinus, is a Goyim for the Tumah, because the only reason why he becomes a Zav is only because of the secondary ear. The reason why we need to have the first 3 ear is older, that we can say that the second one is already number 2, but the second one alone is the Goyim, and the first one actually is not at all the Goyim, it's just making the second Re'ir into Re'ir Shnir, but it is the Re'ir Shnir which makes him into the Zav, and therefore even according to Rav Huna, says the Chiddush Halachos, we can say that this Re'ir of Oinus is never considered a Goyim for Ziva, even though it can be used in order to give the number 2 to the second Re'ir, but it is not Chilek of the Goyim. Memela would seem that Be'emes HaTosfos Rosh understands that both Re'ir together are the Goyim for Tumah, and not like this Svara of the Chiddush Halachos and the Chazon Ish. So the Chiddush it seems that there's Machlokes Be'emes over here in understanding between the Rishonim and Achronim and the Avraiyos from other Rishonim to prove this point, that the secondary ear alone is enough, making him into the Zav of Baal Shtei Re'ios, and so too Benegea the Korban, the second and the third, but the first Re'ir is not joining together to go and make him B'chayev a Korban, and therefore it is not considered a Re'ir of Oinus, even according to Rav Huna, is not considered a Goyim for Ziva. Now Pashtus, according to the Avonah of the Tosfos Rosh, like we said, he seems to understand that the reason why the person becomes a Zav Baal Shtei Re'ios is both Re'ios together are Gurimim, and therefore he understands that according to Rav Huna, who holds that the first Re'ir can be Be'oinus, we can consider a Re'ir Be'oinus a Gurim for Tumah, and therefore it is enough to be Soysa Ziva also, even according to Rav Svara, later on in the Flamed Zayin. L'chaira, so too, when we continue this Mahalach of the Tosfos Rosh, when we'll go and clear the Shaila, when we're discussing the Zav Baal Shalosh Re'ios, that is Chayv the Korban, over there, Pashtus also the Tosfos Rosh is going to understand that all the 3 Re'ios together is the reason why it's Chayv to bring a Korban, and not just the last Re'ir of the Re'ir Shlishis. This is the Chayv, the Svar of the Tosfos Rosh. But Be'emes, this cannot be true. And this is Neged, the Mefurish Gemara increases Tav Chetzom Ed Aleph, and the Biskerov is ready Mechiach, this point in the Sefer on the Rambam, in Mechusa Kapora, in Peri Gimel. Over there, the Gemara says very clearly that the Chiyuv Korban is not because of the first Re'ir. The Re'ir Rishonah is not actually the one which is Goyim him to go and be Mechayiv in a Korban. And the Nafkemina says the Gemara increases in the Afchesom Ed Aleph. Even though the Re'ir is going to be in a time when he's not yet Chayiv a Korban, he's seeing the Re'ir by night and he's still Tomei from a previous Ziva. And the halacha is that if lo yotzo l'shah haru olya l'havi ba korban, he hasn't yet entered the time when he's ready to bring a korban, then all the re'ios, any sighting, any seeing he's going to see of the ziva, is not going to be considered a re'ir ziva. Says in Gemara that this din is only when we're discussing the re'ios of zav of the second re'ir and the third re'ir, but the first re'ir, says in Gemara, has a halacha of a Tumas Keri, which is only a Tumas Erev Be'alma, and therefore this first Re'ir can be even at night, even though it is not a kosher Re'ir, it's not a Zman of the Re'ir Ziva, because he's not yet entered the time when he's chayv to bring a Korban from the first Ziva. Afar Pikein, even so, he can have a Re'ir by night, and this is alone enough to go and join together later on with other 2 Re'irs to give him a din and a chiyuv korban. Says the Biskerov that it is mafurish, if so, in the Gemara, that the first Re'ir is actually not considered a chilek of the Re'ir, which is mechayiv im a korban. And it's only enough to go and make the second and the third Re'ir, the number 2 and the number 3, but the chiyuv of the korban is actually not coming because of the first Re'ir. But maybe we have to say, even according to Tosfos Rosh, later on, who understands that the Chiyuv of Re'ir, the Chiyuv of Ziva, the reason why he becomes Tomei of a Baal Shtei Re'ir, is he becomes Tomei, is we, including the first Re'ir also, enough to say that according to Rav Huna, it's called a Goyim for Tumah, but this is only when we're talking about the second Re'ir in order to be called a Goyim of Tumah, but not when we're considering the Chiyuv Korban, which is the Chiyuv Mefurish in the Gemara, increases Chesom Ed Aleph, that the first Re'ir is not considered a Chelek of the Sibah, why he's going to be Chayiv a Korban. This is the Chiyuv Muchach, even according to the Svara of the Tosfos Rosh, later on in the Flam Zayin Amud Aleph. Now in this Eka Shaila, which we're discussing, whether all the 3 Re'irs together are the cause that he has to go and bring a Korban, and also too, if the first one is considered the cause why he becomes a Zav Baal Shtei Re'irs, that he becomes a Zov Gomor, it's worth pointing out in the Sugya, in the Mishnah, beginning of Zovim, there's Machlikus over there between Bishamai and Bisedel, in a case where someone saw one year, and he was ready Toivil, and he waited till the night, and he was Heiv Shimshoi, and he became Tor. Later on the next day, he had a secondary year. Says the Bishamai that since now he is considered someone who's a Zov Bal Shtei Riyos, even though actually he went to Mikveh in between and he became Tomei and became Tor, but says Bishamai that now when he has his secondary year, he's Chayiv to count Zayin Nikiyim and he's Tomei Lemafreya. He becomes Tomei that the first Mikveh was not valid because Be'emes now, the first year also is part of this Zov Bal Shtei Riyos, which needs to have a Tvila of a Zayin and a Tyre of a Zayin Nikiyim, and therefore he becomes Tomei Lemafreya. Now the Pashtas, the understanding of this Svara of Bishamai will be with this Svara, like we said from the Tosfos Rosh, that the first year also now is considered a Chilik of the Tuma Ziva, which is Chal on him when he has a secondary year, and it is not just the reason why he becomes Tomei Zayin Nikiyim is from the second year, but it is also a Chilik because of the first one, and Mamela, this is a Svara of Bishamai where he becomes Tomei Lemafreya. And even Besilel over there will disagree with Beshamai, and they say that he's not Tomei Lemafreya, but the Goyin over there, and the Tosefta, the beginning of Zovim, in the beginning of Perek Aleph, he says that even Besilel agree that he's Tomei Lemafreya, al koponim for Tumah Kalo. Only for Tumah Chamura, there Besilel hold that he's only Mikanu La'abo, Tomei, from after the secondary year. But al koponim, there is somewhat of a Tumah Lemafreya, benegea Tumah Kalo, which is also mashma, that even according to Besilel, the Tumah Ziva of later on is actually with the first year, which would seem l'chaya like the svara of the Tosfos Rosh later on, even though as we pointed out this is not b'negiah the chi of korban, which is mavur in the Gemara, the first year is not counted as a chilek of the gurim for the chi of korban. And the Chaznish discusses this barichas in Siman Kuf Chof Aleph in Yerideh and Sivkot in Yudzayin, the svara of the year and the machlekes, the shaila, how do we look at the first year when it joins together? Is it also part of the ziva, or only the whole tumah is only actually with the secondary year and the third year when it comes to discuss the chiyuv korban?
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maram Klemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.